Blog Talk Radio.
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr. Big Star.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb. But the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. Cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Well, only do it, you said you would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, on Blog Talk Radio, right here on The Grind, man, the realest show ever, unscripted conversations, real people, real life, real insight. Man, we're just absolutely saying what needs to be said. And there's some things that need to be said this morning, and guess what? We're going to say them simply because they need to be said and some people need to hear them. And that's the premise of what we do. We say things that need to be said. It's going to hurt some people's feelings, but guess what? It's okay, because one of the things that that I'm grateful for the people that have led me to this point thus far is that they didn't hold back any punches with me. So it made me a stronger person. It made me a better person. So I'm gonna hold back with you guys. So I want to say hello to all of my people on Blog Talk Radio. If you're not dialed into the show, go ahead and dial in live. To the show. Some of you may be on your cell phone. That's okay. But if you happen to be on your computer, dial in live to the show, 657-383-1291. I see you guys out there coming in on Facebook Live. I appreciate and love every one of you guys. Thank you for jumping on this medium, this platform. Let's see who we have here. I see you, Talenthia Bolding. Good morning. You, yeah, I love that song too. Angela Hill, absolutely, I love that song. Jay Atchison, what's going on, my brother? Great morning to you. Sierra Ash, great morning. Thank you for jumping on The Grind. Great morning, Miss Princess Tavarius. Great morning. Thank you for jumping on The Grind. That's right, Jay. The devil is definitely busy today. He just kicked me completely off my own show. Isn't that funny? That's what they do, though. No, Nicole, same number, 657-383-1291. That gets you right into the show. Let's see, what else we have? What's going on, Miss Sophia Skeen? Great morning to you as well. Miss Pam Mickens McCray. I always say Mickens McCray. Great morning to you as well, my wife. Beautiful, I love you. Man, let's jump right into this because I don't have much time. I kind of put myself on a time limit. Guys, I'm out. In the family room today, relaxing a little bit, you know, decided to have a change of scenery, sip on some coffee, and be able to talk to you guys. Hopefully you guys can all hear me okay. But just wanted to relax today as you can read, some of you saw that on my banner, it said that the preparation is king. And absolutely, preparation is king. What do I mean when I say that? Preparation is king. What do I really mean when I say preparation is king? For all my people on Facebook Live, if you guys want to take a stab at that, you can. I will be more than interested to hear exactly what you guys think preparation is king means, because I've learned that different things mean different things to people. So I most definitely want to hear your versions of what preparation is king is. And you know, when I see you guys jumping on every morning, you guys are saying, you know, good morning and all of that, man, it blesses my heart to hear from each and every one of you, because this show is about you. This show is about, you know, me helping you guys move to the next level while I help myself move to the next level. So let's not get it twisted. This show is not all about me. This show is about us. Right. So we strive, we jump, we leap, we crawl, we fall together. And you guys have the opportunity on the show to actually put your comments in over here. You guys have the opportunity to actually, you know, say whatever it is that you want to say. And guys, I'm going to scroll through every comment and look and see what it is that you guys are saying. But, man, been making a lot of changes in my life, and I want to be very, very mindful of the time. But I've been making a lot of changes in my life and you know, really sitting back. And you guys know I'm big on look, listen, learn, and lead. And if at some point in time you guys can't hear me that well, just let me know, and I'll adjust myself. But I'm really, really big on look, listen, learn, and lead. And that means that I want to definitely look to see what's going on around me, be ever present in the area. When I'm in the moment, I believe in being in the moment, and I want to be present. I want to be knowing what's going on around me so that I can adjust properly, and that's good and bad, right? I also want to, you know, listen. I want to listen to what's going on. I want to listen more to what's being said, and not only just what's being said. I want to really feel and listen to the spirit of what's being said. So how does it affect me when it's being said? How does it affect the people around me when it's being said? So I want to tap into that aspect as well. So I look, I listen, and at that point I'm learning. I'm writing things down, you know, things that strike me right away, I write those down. I may be writing something, and it's funny, people think I'm writing everything that they're saying word for word, but no, I'm writing thoughts that are coming to my head as well, because I'm learning at that moment. So I'm learning, so I'm going to write it down. All right, as I'm learning, I'm writing it down so that at the end of that process, I can lead. I'm not talking about leading other people first. I'm talking about leading myself to where I need to be in order to get what I need. And if I can get what I need, now I know how to kind of dole it back out for everybody else that's around me when I need to put it out. So look, listen, learn, lead. I'm big on that, guys. And when I say that, you know, preparation is king, that's all a part of preparation. You know, it's all a part of preparation, understanding, you know, what it is that you want to do, knowing how you want to do it, and really just going for it. But you got to look, listen, learn, and lead first. But, you know, some things have happened, you know, in my life, rightfully so. You guys are like, things are happening in my life too. Yeah, things are happening all over. But here's the reality. Sometimes things change and you do things, and sometimes you let things happen. Right, you let things happen. Like they messed up my Blog Talk Radio platform, and you know, now they're like, okay, we want to get this, we want to do this, we want to do that, and they also want me to pay more money, you know. And I'm like, no, I think I'm gonna stay right here for a minute, you know. I'm gonna stay right here, and I just want to see where this takes me right here, and see where they go with it, because they want me to pay more money for something, and there's constantly these technical difficulties, right? So sometimes you just got to ride things out to see how they go, right? So when I say that preparation is king, and I'm going to leave this right there so I know where we started, because I'm going to come back to all of you guys' comments. So make sure you put those comments in there. So in about 10 minutes, maybe 8 minutes, I'm going to come back to all of you guys' comments. you know, as I'm talking here, we'll go through those. But when I say preparation is king, you know, guys, I mean being prepared for a level of success is king. Because we sit back and a lot of us just pray and pray and pray and say, God, give me this, give me that. I want this and I want that. And sometimes we don't quite understand what it takes once you get it. You know, we don't quite understand the mindset behind, I got to be prepared for it before I get to it. A lot of us look at things and say, you know, I want to, you know, everybody wants to win the lottery, so I can't stop anybody from wanting to do that. But, you know, when you look at another person's life, you know, you may think that, you know, wow, I want her life, or wow, I want his life. And you're wanting something and you don't really know what it took for that person to get that or what it even takes for that person to maintain that. If you're looking at it and you're saying, God, give me the thing that I – give me what you want for me. What will you have for me? Give where I am right now. Give me what you have for me. And the harsh reality is for a lot of people, if God blesses you with what you can handle right now, it probably wouldn't be much because you're not prepared for more. So preparation is king. So everybody's saying, you know, I want this and I want that. I want to be able to, I want to stand in front of, you know, crowds of 1,000+ 500,000 people, whatever the case may be. You want to do this on this arena. You want to do that, and you want to have this, and you want to have that, and you don't have a clue as to what to do with it once you get it. And trust me when I tell you, you don't. If you have not prepared yourself for the level that you want to go to, and understand, we're always talking about this show yet Tuesday. Saying that it talks about levels, and I talked about leveling up. There's levels to this. Before you go to the next level, ladies and gentlemen, there's always something that you have to do on that level. And it's not always physical, and it's not always just mental. It's always a variation or a culmination of the two. You got to make sure that you're physically able to what you need to do when you get on that level, because it will be physically tasking. But you got to make sure also that mentally you're stable enough to stay there and understand that on that level, things happen a little different. So you build your muscles for that next level. And the preparation that you need to do is, yeah, the personal development is great. You know, learning to be humble where you are, being satisfied. I didn't say settling. I said be satisfied with what you have, because what you have right now is enough. Right? For where you are right now, if you're saying, God bless me with what you would have for me, I want everything that belongs to me. And God is telling you, man, I'm blessing you with what you're ready for right now. You guys always hear me say, if you want more, you have to do more, right? If you want more, you have to do more. Point blank. There's no way around that. If you want more wisdom, you got to read more books. If you want more muscles, you got to lift more weight. If you want more endurance, you got to run further. You know, if you want more peace, then you have to allow more things to just bypass you and not flow through you, right? You don't want that stuff flowing through you. So everything that you do, guys, it requires something of you. And if you're not willing to give the above average, then you won't have the above average. You know, I talk to people, you know, all the time, and they're like, you know, what do I need to do, you know, to move here and to do this and to do that? And I said, you have to be willing to sacrifice. You have to be ready to sacrifice, because a lot of things are going to happen on your journey to where you want to be. Some of you are saying, well, you know, I think I have everything I want right now. You know, I take my hat off to you, you know. But when I look at, like, for me, let me give you guys, I'm going to put myself in it, because I believe that transparency creates legacy and transparency creates currency on a lot of different facets, right? So I'll put myself in it. For me, you know, Pam will tell you, you know, I was on this journey, right? This veganism type journey, this plant-based journey. I wanted to be able to, you know, totally clear out the inside of my body, and I didn't quite know what all that entailed, but all I know is that I wanted to eat clean. I wanted to be clean. I wanted to, you know, along with our detox team, you know, I wanted to be able to to totally be Mr. 100% healthy, you know. So here's what happened. I'll tell you the guys' story, and then I'll try to wrap this thing up, right? So I started eating, cut out the meat. You know, all we were really eating was seafood, maybe shrimp and fish, right? Cut out the meat. Started to, you know, really take our detox tea, which is awesome, guys, by the way. It got all of the toxins out of my body. Man, my waist went from a 34 to a 30, guys, no lie. I mean, I'm talking about me taking a detox tea. Now, I'm already a slim guy, but I had that. You guys saw my little before picture, right? I had the little love handles over here, right? I was able to get rid of those. You know, waist went down to a 30. And I looked in the mirror, and it's funny because I was talking to Clark Bartram about it at the event this weekend. And I said, man, I was doing the whole, you know, no meat thing and the vegan thing, and I ended up, you know, losing so much weight. You know, I lost 10 pounds just doing that. And did I feel good? Yeah, I felt great, you know. But did I look the way I wanted to look? No. My clothes stopped fitting me. You know, even this shirt, guys, this shirt got bigger on me. And it's funny because, you know, I'll tell you guys that in a minute. But this shirt got bigger on me, and my clothes stopped fitting me the way I wanted. So when I looked in the mirror, I felt good on the inside, but I didn't look the way I wanted to look. So I told Pam, I said, girl, I've lost too much weight. Yep, our products flat out work. I can be a testament to that. Here's my before picture. Here's my after picture. I said, I got to start eating some food. I got to put on some weight, man, because I didn't look like the way I wanted to look. So, you know, it was funny. I got on the scale, and I told Pam, I said, yeah, I got to do something, right? And I said, I feel good, but I don't look good. And I was happy because I got on the scale this morning or last night, and I had gained 3 pounds. And I'm like, okay, yes. You know, I've been going to the gym, you know, every day this week. I go to the gym after this call, you know, and been hitting the weights hard again, you know, trying to get myself back to where when I look in the mirror, I feel good about myself. But at the same time, you got to have a balance, right? I got to know that if I'm going to eat, if I'm going to eat chicken per se, I'll never eat beef again. But if I'm going to eat chicken, then I'm going to have to eat some good, clean chicken, you know, some chicken that actually is going to feed me the protein. Yeah, the meat may not be the best thing for me at the end of the day, but you know what? I'm going to eat the best, the cleanest chicken that I can eat. Because I got my body, I'm a hard gainer. So my preparation for me to get to where I wanted to be I didn't prepare to be there. I didn't know that I was going to have to sacrifice looking the way I wanted to look to feel the way I wanted to feel. So I had to find my balance in there. And for a lot of you, you know, you have to find your balance in your preparation to get where you want to be. If you go into something half-cocked, ladies and gentlemen, and you move into it half-cocked, then you're going to always be half-cocked. At some point, you got to figure out how to find your balance. What are your things that you're doing every day? A lot of small things done well over and over and over again, it creates a habit which creates the success, right? So it's all about you trying to figure out what's good for you. How do I maintain my balance? Listen to yourself. You know the things that you need to do to move to the next level because you're plugged in. People hear it. You hear it every day. All you have to do is make the decision that I'm going to do it. That's it. It starts with you. And when that happens, ladies and gentlemen, you realize that, okay, I'm preparing for the next level. If you're preparing, that means you're building your muscles on that level. You're getting mentally strong on that level. You're getting physically strong on that level. Guys, and I'm going to tell you, the physical and the mental needs to be balance, because if you don't balance it, you'll get to the next level. And one of the things that you need to have, you'll lack physically and mentally. So that means get in the gym, work out your 30 minutes a day, like all of the experts say you should do. You know, work out 30 minutes a day. You know, eat good, put good stuff in your body, cut out all of the junk, prepare for where you want to be. And once you prepare to be there, then God is taking note. Yep, looks like they're ready to move to the next level. They're doing the things that they should do. So let me go ahead and move them to the next level because they're ready, because they're prepared. Guys, preparation is king. You guys should write that down. Preparation is king, and you should get up every morning, put that in your mirror. Preparation is king, and understand that, you know what, if I want God to bless me, if I want God to move me to the next level, then I'm going to have to make sure that I'm doing the things that I need to do for him to take me serious enough to say they're ready to move to the next level. Because sometimes God will just allow you to get things and do things and be a part of things that you're not ready for, and next thing you know, you feel like a fish out of water. You can't breathe. You feel like you can't do anything right. And then at that site, hindsight is always 20/20, right? Always 20/20. So I want to read some of your comments, guys, because I said that I was going to start keeping the show to 30 minutes, and we are almost there. So let me read some of the comments here. I think I got them all here. What's going on, Rachel? I see you out there. Great morning to you, Miss Rachel P. Joseph. Great morning, Miss Vicki Durr. I see you out there. It was great to see you this past weekend. Michelle Murphy Johnson, I see you out there. Great morning. Great morning. John A. Hayes, great to see you, my brother. I see you watching. Awesome to have you. Preparation is so necessary. Angela Hill says, Pamela Crazy says, prepare means to get ready for it. Absolutely. That's a great word. Prepare means to get ready for it, guys. Get ready for it. Get ready. You have to say, get ready. Get ready for it. Great morning, Ms. Lisa Farrell. I see you. It's great to see you this morning, this weekend in Florida here as well. So great to see you. Who else do we have? Mr. Richard Stevenson, Mindset, bro. Absolutely, absolutely. Great to have you on this morning. Lisa says preparation. Johnny Haynes says just preparation is key. Things. Pam says right, but you won't do a whole bunch of people. Preparation, that's preparation. Do the home party before five people. Yeah, it's funny. Richard says it seems like the more you prepare, the greater the sacrifice. Absolutely. Sacrifice is everything, guys. You're going to sacrifice no matter what. Jay says trust the process. Pam says right, want more, you must do more. That's right. Sophia seconds that motion. Sacrifice. Who else do we have here? Awesome, man. I see you guys chiming in. Pam says her waist won't shrink like that. Cheryl Murphy says early in the morning in Cali. Absolutely. Welcome to the call, Miss Cheryl Murphy. Cheryl says, you mean you look like a crackhead? I did. I kind of started looking like a crackhead. My head was bigger than my body, but I felt great. But it wasn't a good look for me. What's a good look for you guys? That's good, Cheryl. That's good. Nikisha Gordon, Nate, why you prefer not to eat beef? Beef just takes so long to process, you know, through your body. It hangs around in there for too long. And also there's something that's released in your body that processes that's released when you eat meat to break it down. I forget what it is. It'll come to me after this show. But to break it down, that's released into your body, and once that's released, it has to help process that meat. But that thing that's carnitine or something like that. But once it's released into your body, it's not the best thing for your body. So it's trying to break that meat down so that it can get through your body. And beef is just so hard. Guys, I don't know if you know it or not. I'm not the health specialist. I'm not trying to be your health and wellness person, yada, yada, yada. But our bodies, when we eat meat, we think we're getting protein firsthand, but we're really getting protein secondhand. Plants have the most protein in it. But, you know, I'm adding good clean chicken back into my routine because it gives me more calories because I'm a hard gainer, right? It gives me even more protein, double up because I'm a hard gainer, right? And I work out, you know, every day. So I need the extra protein. So that's why I don't eat meat because beef, beef just takes too long to cycle through your body and it just sits in your digestive tract and just rots away. Yeah, that was it, Nikisha. There you go. No more steak. Stay away from that. Red meat is the worst, absolutely. Preparation is key to life, John Hayes says, absolutely. You have to learn the lessons on the level you're on before you can rope forward to the next level, right, Angela Hill? Absolutely. Prince of the Verses, that's what they telling me, Coach. Hey, I feel good. And look good for me. Right, there you go. Want to look good for yourself. Sean Jackson, he's no red meat or only in moderation. We don't eat red meat, period, around here. We don't even buy it. So that's just us. You do what you want to do. Cheryl Murphy says, are you using the tachui? Absolutely. I'm taking 4 tachui a day. All right, I had taken it down to 2, but I'm taking 4 tachui a day now, 2 in the morning, and I take 2 in the afternoon as well. So guys, I'm on this thing now. I was looking at some pictures of myself a while back, and I saw it. I was at about 195, you know, at my best weight. I looked the best, but I felt I was heavier. So my quest now is to get back to that weight, but I want to get back to that weight and build more muscle that encompasses just the weight because muscle weighs more than fat, right? Muscle weighs more than fat. So, and for some of you, I'll give you guys this last little tidbit, and then I'll jump off. But a lot of you have to understand how this thing really works, right? No, I didn't go to take the personal training test, study to be a personal trainer. No, I just don't want them telling me what I can say and what I can't say. So that's why I didn't want to go because there's some ethics that you have to, code of ethics that you have to adhere to. You can't give nutritional advice if you become a certified personal trainer. So for all practical purposes, I ain't certified. But I can tell you right now that I've studied all of this stuff, and I don't just want them telling you what to do. I want to say what I want to say. So I'll say this to you guys. When you're working out, understand that don't make the scale can't be the be all end all for you because when you depend on how you're working out, if you're lifting weight, remember you're building muscle. Everybody has muscle underneath the fat. Your job is to get the fat from over top of the muscle. And while you're building the muscle to do that and you're burning the fat for energy, guys, you're gonna weigh more. You have to understand that. You're going to weigh more. You're taking in more water as well because your body is ripping more muscle underneath that and is rushing more water to that muscle to repair it, to insulate it, and you're building some muscle so the muscle tears create more muscle fibers which come back stronger. So you gain a little more weight. So don't look at everything the scale is telling you. Look at your progress in the mirror, all right? Nikisha, especially when you and your wife is doing what works, you don't have to have a degree, especially your lifestyle shows great results. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Nikisha. Absolutely. Love that. So guys, you know, I wanted to jump on it and just briefly talk to you guys about preparation, you know, and everything that you do, man, prepare for it and be a and just be that person that says, you know what, I'm prepared for my next level of success, which means, man, do what you're supposed to do on the level that you're on. Sacrifice and stretch yourself on the level that you're on. And once you do that, God will see fit at that point to say, okay, you're ready. They're ready to move to the next level. It's not when you think you're ready. It's when God thinks you're ready, and then it'll just start happening for you. So keep your head down, guys. Keep moving. Keep growing, and you'll move from the next level, from level to level. So thank you guys for jumping on. I see my brother, Bishop Jeff Battle, on, guys. This is my best friend, you know, in the whole wide world. You know, he just jumped on, guys. You know, make sure you jump on. Actually, he just had his show. It's the Cup. It's called the Cup. I think it's Tuesdays and Thursdays. Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong. My brother, I've been traveling. So Tuesdays and Thursdays, jump on the Cup, the CUP, Conversations with Uncompromised Pastors. Man, you're gonna get some amazing insight on what it looks like and what it feels like, tastes like, smell like, you know, to really be a part of something and do it the right way. So, man, love you, my brother. Please put the show times and the website in here for the cup so that all of my good people can see it and they can jump on the show that you guys are doing. Man, that show is absolutely amazing. So thank you for jumping on and blessing me, brother, with your presence. So, guys, look, that's it. We're over. As a matter of fact, you guys got me over. Thank you, Angela Hill. For saying that. Guys, humbled that you guys are here. Love each and every one of you guys. We'll see you guys bright and early on Tuesday morning, man. God bless you guys and have a great day, man. Go out and win, all right? Oh.